This is TJ Morris with ET Radio. Welcome aboard planet Earth. We're all here spinning in the same direction, at least for the time being, at 18 miles per hour in the hopes of continuing our journey into space together. That's what makes it unique. We're all humanoids, and we're all the same humanoid species, or so we think. The mission statement for the New Atlantis Project. We are associate guides as partners in a co-op. We work to overcome all geographic, political, religious, cultural, and ethnic boundaries to maintain the single goal and focus to create new hope for opportunities, working in cooperation with other associations and organizations that support UNESCO as ambassadors of goodwill and nothing more. The United Nations is the closest we come to an entity that actually works with all of us, or so we hope, as ambassadors of goodwill. And I am TJ Morris, ACIR, A New Beginning, as the Associate Guides Co-op. I have associateguides.com if you're interested. And I have ACOCORP.org. I also have ascensioncenter.org. And I welcome you to join me on any of these. They're free. Free to join, and I have many, many websites, approximately 25, so welcome aboard. I am working on a project called the New Atlantis Associate Guides with ET Inspiration for 2012. Now, where I get that from is from my individual downloads, but also my prior life history and how I work with other human beings at the heartfelt level of being human. I believe alien civilizations exist, and I use the word alien because it's the most popular word with the tags for the kind of work I do in the social paranormal realms. Our tags are paranormal, social networking, self-help, women, and space. Our category is spirituality. We're visible to everyone. The duration is approximately 120 minutes. Our showtime is Wednesday, November 21st, 2012, at 2000 hours from where I sit in Kentucky, USA. I am in Ohio County on the western side of Kentucky, about 30 miles from Bowling Green, about that same to Owensboro. And I'm close to the Madrid Fault. I guess one would say if the country ever split up. I hope it doesn't happen in my lifetime, but one never knows what the future holds. We only know we are holding the future. I am unique in the fact that I do share my experiences, and at one time I was not prepared to do so. But there are many people that grow through various parts of your life, or our lives, and we learn. We live and learn. We call these our paths. And since we're all spiritual beings, we're all body, mind, spirits, having the birth, life, death experience. And while we're here, we're all trying to explore and find out how to stay alive. We all seem to know that. We can all agree about, well, we know we're born, we live, and we die. And anything other than that is a blessing, or it can be a nightmare. I don't know how else to say one's imagination, one's thoughts that are things that we create can become materialized if we so allow them to. We can control our future by the way we think. And that's why I said I would stay involved with people for the next month or so, because we're on countdown down to 12, 21, 12 at 11, 11 Universal Time. when we all share the same experience on this planet. That's when one door shuts in time and a new one opens. I'm known to some people as a realist, to others a storyteller. That's strictly up to our viewing audience, and I ask you to come along with me on my quest for the Holy Grail, I guess one would say, as to what is truth. Truth depends on the individual. It is not shared. It is created by the global brain in the internet, or what we call the web, that's hung over this planet of spiritual beings in various levels and forms that we call the seven levels that was given to us by our forefathers. I happen to believe in history. I have a group called Ace Folk Life for art, culture, and education. Folk life falls under anthropology. I also work with many people in etymology and epistemology. I have the background as a former investigator and worked as a private investigator out of college and worked in arson, fraud, subrogation, and insurance. And from there, I became a legal investigator for attorneys in New York, Coochie Welch, Colicchio Welch, Rochester, New York, 1983. And prior to that, I worked for Newton B. Schwartz, Percy Foreman of Houston, Texas. And I came back after Mr. Welch died, my attorney of Coochie Welch, Colicchio Welch, Chester Welch, that is, and went back to Houston to become an investigator for Newton Schwartz, Benton Muscle White. They had the Agent Orange cases, Citizen Soldier, working out in New York and Houston, Texas. There I met John O'Quinn as well. He is now deceased. Percy Foreman is deceased. He had two brothers that were working with him at the time, and I remember Dick DeGuerin. I think it was Frank and Dick. One of them I never met, one of them I did. I doubt he'd remember me. I was mostly out of the office at all times. That's my history up to the time I joined the military, Navy. In the Navy, I spent 4/29/93, which was a leap year. Prior to my enlistment date was 4/29/85 to 4/29/93 or so, I thought. Found out I was a rehire. Interesting enough, that's a long story that I probably will tell in the future in a book, maybe. I don't know how much time we'll have. But tonight I'd like to talk to you about the New Atlantis Associate Guides with Extraterrestrial Inspiration and 2012 Involvement. This is a special year, and we can either decide to follow a path of love and light or one of fear, death, and destruction. I'm choosing to go in love and light and share the time I have on Earth with others that want to friend me and understand how we can all help each other in the future. And a lot of people are asking me what will happen because I also have some psychic abilities. Now, I found that out when I was a child, and I didn't really know or understand. And I guess one could say that I met benevolent extraterrestrials that helped me along the way. And I met these beings prior to the time I died for the first time when I had hepatitis, second grade. No one knows exactly how I got it. I had to have my blood cleaned, and that was an expensive ordeal, I understand. I guess somehow it got paid for, but wasn't my problem at the time. I was just a kid having a good time, but these beings came to me and told me I would be okay and keep going, so I did. And I experienced several levels of being in and out of body. I guess that would say that would be the time I really got more interested in life and was in wonder and awe, just as any child. And yet I took direction from benevolent beings as well as my parents. And I had gone over to, right after that, I can't explain exactly. I've been compared to the girl in Taken, or the position in the movie that was made for television by Steven Spielberg to the little girl in Taken. They called her Allie. And my life story somehow wound up being viewed to me, and I had a lot of energy that was very curiously compared to that. And so now some people think I'm just a figment of their imagination, or that I'm just a storyteller only. And yet none of these people have met me. They don't even know if I'm real and if I exist, or if I'm just pictures and a name that was created on Facebook and the Internet. So I'll leave that up for you to decide, because I'm talking from my heart and my spirit and my mind, and I'm not trying to lead anybody astray. I'm just sharing my view and my opinion as to how it plays out in the future. That's up to each individual. I think, therefore, I know that I exist and I am real on planet Earth. And as far as how I'm connected to people that are benevolent extraterrestrials, I can only know that. They choose whom they choose. And I guess the way that it's sort of been explained to me, we're in their care. Now, whether one wants to believe that or not, that's up to them, not me. I can only present my own personal filtering factors of how I see life based on my childhood and as I grew older, which I plan on doing tonight. And most people that know me a little bit from just being on the radio show have no idea I'm doing this tonight. So if you're out there listening, you're in on the secret. They're missing the real deal, the real story tonight. And I didn't invite anyone, and yet I invited the whole world. So there you go. This is TJ Mars ET Radio, for what it's worth. And for those that are due to tune in and listen to TJ Mars ET, this is what they'll hear, the truth, as I see it through my own power of love and light and insight. Some people call that enlightenment. Some call it intellectual understanding. Some just call it psychobabble. Some people will say I'm doing the woo or the woo-woo with words. And others will agree that this is probably the time when it's time to introduce Atlantis' new beginning. Now, the new beginning is officially beginning 12/21/12 for those who are in tune and in the know. Some of it are calling that we are now presently in the awakening progress of sharing ourselves in higher levels of being. And we're preparing to share in taking on the world class of those who are poverty-stricken. That means that to remain as spiritual powers of the enigma of our souls, we will have to become more recognized as part of the ancient powers that were to be heralded into the new information age, as we at the present time are calling that the Ascension Age 2012 and beyond. And I just happened to share some of my articles from UFO Digest, for which I wrote for 5 years with Dirk Vanderplug and Robert Morningstar, preparing for this. This is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving of 2012, and so be it. This is when we begin. This is the official beginning of the immortal web of our humanoid species on this planet we call Earth. For those of us who travel with the Time Lords, we'll be remembered throughout time as the Ascended Masters in time. We are the Ascension Masters. We each are individuals. We each are going to understand that we were here for the reenacting of what is called time on Earth and what some people in science call space-time, and where we were at that point of the future that shares the past, that will remedy that which has been taken to heart as the prior truth and yet was disguised and misled many souls down their pathways that could have been avoided had they listened to people with the greater blessings that were afforded enlightenment as our guides, sages, seers, teachers, and allowed us to be students of learning of the ancient mystery schools and ancient paths that came to guide us back to the power of the source, or to what some call spiritual magic of the metaphysicians. And the greatest, of course, was Jesus Christ, as far as Christians where I live in North America is concerned. And that's up to each individual as to whether they choose to believe that. But I would like to see that the future of all of us in the Christ consciousness go forth in what we call the Ascension Age Awareness. We have an Ascension Center education, and we are now forming that, and we call everyone forth that are spiritual light workers, truth seekers, but also that just want to know. And we will be in the know together. We will be awakening the awareness of everyone, and we will be sharing what we know that we can do to obtain the portals in time to go forth into what others call immortals, who once passed from this only awareness that many now call themselves and allow to exist in time. There will be those who shall assist us in adapting to the seven areas of this macrocosm awareness, which will exist among all our ancient ancestors and will return us all to what was once the written language. However, we will also endeavor to know ourselves through lucid dream states, which is the other dimension. We of the older traditions, who enjoyed the wisdom of the ancient past, may be celebrated in the past as avatars, those who came before, and those who will come again, as we learn the future, to prepare generations to come to Earth with the written words as the power of knowledge used, and not only to share wisdom of our ancient ancestors, but to share in the dream of the other dimensions, some call the 13 dimensions, and time here on Earth in the 12th reality, our dimension. Those of us who are scribes of the future share in the blessings and energies that are inspired by all the great ones of the immortals. It's with great fortitude and the breath of life that we are allowed to be here and to know, and to know of each other's whereabouts on this planet. I've been allowed to see outside the Omniverse while visiting in the future by ways of Sirius and Andromeda and what we now call lucid dreams. And I've been wondering how many others travel in their outer body, other dimension, and what they learn from their lucid dreams. And I wonder how many of our colleagues are willing to go with us on our path in the dream state, and what direction they will go when they find out there really are creators. We're all co-creators, and the futures must begin by sharing all the beings that we prepare to share and taking on the world class of all those who join us as light workers and truth seekers and ascended masters, and the ascension. The ascension is what we share with all those who fulfill the prophecies of the ancients within the seven rings of awareness of space. And we, in the future, will be sharing the future various rings in space and levels and ages. And the ancients share that which we shall govern in our future. But please assist me in sharing the various levels as those of ancient Atlantis, as it once was called, and before that Mu. MU, but as the universe goes, we have an outer ring called the multiverse and one called the metaverse. And then outside these three levels that we exist in, there's the xenoverse of the unknown, of all that is. That's the fourth level. The fifth level is omniverse. And that, for many people, when they die, that's as far as they go. That is the omniverse. And I know because I died again on January 27th, 1974, and I had placenta previa. I was allowed to go up to this level and no more. However, I was shown all that exists that dealt with the now and the compilation and formulation of all the ancient mystery schools that had been adapted to modern-day words and etymology, and the part of the future for the web and what we call the matrix. And when you're going through that energy and going through these various levels, you attract all this information, and it's hard to understand because you're dealing with the everything of the God particles in everyone and everything in the Akashic field or the A field. And that's been revealed to quantum scientists that are working on the Hadron Collider or CERN or Louisiana. There's all kind of different ways to build the way of the future that they may call stargates, are, for lack of better words, whatever they name them. But there are new findings of astronomers and with their telescopes and their satellites and, of course, the spaceships we have outside that are bodies. Some are natural and some are not. And that's another reason I'm here, is to help with others attempt to find how they can understand the difference in our biological beings, of some that are robotics, robotoids that come to Earth, and one cannot tell the difference. And that is something that you may have seen something similar in the movie industry. And that is going to be something we'll be working out. Now, the web and the matrix, depending on what you want to discuss, is where we'll be talking about how we'll go forward in the Ascension Center and how we're going to be working with various people, various groups, and the new discoveries of the old and ancient information through science and technology. Now, we're also going to be discussing people that work with the future, culture, education, science, technology, and what we're now doing internationally to help each other. So to bring this down to earth, I'd like to share that we can learn from our mistakes and that we do have a form of mysticism and a spirituality, I guess. We have spiritualism as well. We have various forms of being and mystic teachings. And what makes life fun to me is the awareness and insight that we get from our opinions and views of the following. There's many various groups that have to deal with the Bible and the Buddhist texts, the Zohar, the Upanishads. We've studied many mystical writings of the world, and we're going to be dealing with all that relates to the manas and the awareness of faith surrounding them and what we call enlightenment and how we dealt with the great mystics and how they kept a lot of what we now call UFOs and extraterrestrials inside certain cultures, not just in the Middle East, but in America with the beings that lived here. There's various groups that are working to engage in thought-finding, thought-provoking ideas about the Matrix, and in the future we'll call these the Ascension Age, which call to awareness and time of Earth that brings the truth as it is and restore it in correcting history with our past knowledge and with the assistance of the Avatar Oracles and the Ascension Beings. Now, I personally have worked with the dead and other levels of being, and I guess you might say it's like remote viewing and working with people at various levels that desire to move forward in what we believe our reality is and what the dramatic changes are going to be and how they're revealed to the mass public. Now, there's various things going on Earth, and some of them are dealing with the spiritual nature of humans. We have shamans and Reiki healers and Shinto Huna guides working together now. Tommy Hawksblood is working with the Hunas this week and has a meeting, I think, tomorrow, Thursday. So maybe we'll hear back from him. Maybe we won't. Depends on him. But we have many other people that deal with Hawaii, and Janet Lesson is one of them. However, she's over in California this week, and she is working and was with a channeling session last night herself. And her mission is to share how she sees the future and how we can all work together. She's about an organizer and working to share in raising awareness with people like me and others. That her husband is Dr. Alex Lesson. He is a PhD, psychological master's in dealing with Anunnaki. And then there's many other groups that believe in other things and science of religions. And, of course, we have on television the History Channel. And also I'd like to mention the Intrepid magazine and Bill Burns' UFO magazine. Now we can separate astrology and anthropology, folklore, archaeology, and various authors, and the Ascension Conscious Awakening, and all those that believe in the various levels of star people, star nations, star babies, our government bases like Area 51, Dulce Base. We have HAARP, New Mexico bases, Roswell, Pine Gap, the military moon, NASA projects, Johnson Manned Spacecraft Center, Cape Canaveral, AIM, SETI, Arecibo, social entrepreneurs of all types that use computer tools. And we're going to start building with others who are working in various paranormal groups like Bigfoot, Yeti, Abdominal Snowman, Loch Ness Monster, Vampires, Psychic, of course, Ancient and Present, Divination, Ghost Hunters. We have people looking into premonitions, psychic mediums, seers, Nostradamus, spirit guides, telepathy, ET Disclosure Project, not to be confused with exopolitics, which is a political disclosure of all countries around the world working together to disclose information based on ufology, our ufologist, and aliens and extraterrestrials. We believe there's been a lot of government cover-ups and conspiracy theories based on extrasensory perception, dowsing, levitation of spirit, mental telepathy, migration of birds, the psi functions, psi miracles, spirits of electricity, the God particle, poltergeist, time displacement. And we believe that the spiritual beings of the future, the sages, the organized divination healers, extraterrestrials, biological beings, the Ebens, will lead to the future discoveries of science, technology, futurist theories, and will help as guides for the body, mind, spirit. And some of these will include the New Age culture, including Lummi Lummi, meditations, hypnotism, yoga, Joytish, Reiki, the Hollow Earth Society, Mayan calendar, study research groups, ufologists, UFOs, and USOs, which is the unidentified submersible objects, metaphysics, and community cultures coming together, and some may be walk-ins, and some may be ghost energy apparitions, some may be ascension channels, some may believe in the Shroud of Turin and the science of various religions. We have various aspects and variations on themes and problems, but we're going to be working with all those that have the solutions. They don't want to be part of the problem. They want to be part of the solution of how the future will exist on planet Earth and what we'll create with our thinking of primitive people and the future history of gods, pharaohs, priests, monuments, ideas of death, and last judgment. Now, with the religions of the biblical revelations, of course, we have Christianity, Judaism, Islam, deity worship, all types, including those that have the ideas of death, the Teutonic gods, Japanese Buddhism, Shintoism, Shamanism, Totism, all kind of, Buddhism, all isms, okay, Hindi, Christian, Messianic, Muslim, all types of theology, spirituality, and philosophy. We'll even be discussing those things that have been prophesied in the past, and great seers such as Nostradamus, and then we have writers such as Zechariah Sitchin and Eric von Daniken. We have various unified field theorists, and we have UFOlogy and UFO organizations like MUFON, SETI, KUFOs, UFORNA, and various event links, magazine links, television links, and websites that will be working with us as the Ascension Center. We will have the ACE Guide of Etiology, Ethnology, Ethos, Entomology, and Etymology. So we've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. We'll be discussing in the future zero-point energy. And in a quantum mechanical system, there's like a particle in a box or the quantum harmonic oscillator. The lowest possible energy is called the zero-point energy. Or according to classical physics, the kinetic energy of a particle in a box or the kinetic energy of the harmonic oscillator may be zero if the velocity is zero. Quantum mechanics, with its uncertainty principles, implies that if the velocity is measured with certainty to be exactly zero, the uncertainty of the position must be infinite. Either this violates the condition that the particle remains in the box, or it brings a new potential energy in the case of the harmonic oscillator. To avoid the paradox, quantum mechanics dictates that the minimal velocity is never equal to zero, and hence the minimal energy is never equal to zero. Now, there's plenty of things we can talk about that would just bore people to tears because they're not into it. They want to feel. They want to know more things. Now, some of them will want to brain train with TJ, which is me and our friends of the occult and the Ace Metaphysical Institute. We're all part of something greater, and that's what we hold on to and that we have to believe in. Excuse me. Our minds could and should be far more advanced in intelligence than the global brain assignment leads us to believe. Just existing sometimes is very hard for all of us, including me at this point in time, with all the energy we're feeling. You may be feeling some confusion on planet Earth, and that's understandable. We're going through a change. We're having a lot of rhythms, a lot of solar flares, Mother Nature interruptions as she grows, and that's the basic history of Earth. And Mother Universe will hold fast no matter what happens to her crust, and her cores remain stable. So regardless of what popular belief says, the Earth will still exist as of 12/21/12. And the global brain is now about training itself and speeding up time that in the past was only known among those who were the students of the fringe movements in the occult metaphysical worlds. Now, we have many people that have been working on various levels of exposure of what some people knew and others didn't. Now, that will bring in various groups that know about DNA enhancement and how they worked in the past. This will also bring in the core group that have kept the veil of secrecy down. And this came into existence for the chosen of the mystics and the shamans that became the keepers of the stories of the history. And the veil that was created inside a tent and covered by a cloud or fog that so many of us know about. And most of the people chose to be ignorant at that time and pretty much have kept that way. Now, we're not saying that everyone is. A lot of people have grown and come forth, and now they're being dumbed down again so they can have a master level of what they believe they can control inside your brain. And I'm here to tell you that we're here to awaken the awareness of how you're supposed to live spiritually and not just in biological, physical. We're going to try to get you past the basics of food, clothing, shelter, and help you work with the new age of ascension. Now, it's thought to be new, but there's various people that will tell you that it's an adventure that's gone on over and over. And some people have just left the planet, okay? And some may believe in a rapture or a fourth dimensional level. And that's okay, too, because imagination rules the world. And those that awaken to find that they're still here on Earth in the three-dimensional world will realize that we still have a lesson to learn about positive and negative energy. We are going to have both of those, regardless of what they think, as of 12/21/12. And existence to explore the unknown will still be here. So you can call that the Xeno or the X-Zone or the X-Files. That some of the past have begun blending in our creations, and there will still be movies and television. So we're going to have a lot of various groups working at various levels, depending on what they choose, because life is about choices and belief systems and the places that our ancients wanted us to live and how their history they wanted to keep up in the space-time continuum. Now, whether you came to Earth to visit for a while or you're just stopping by, we appreciate you being here, and we're going to start talking about globalization in the future and how the whole world will begin anew. As time passes on past 12/21/2012 at 11/11, we're going to enjoy the future, writing about it and rewriting about it and clearing away the cobwebs and making known the spirit and what we use with the energy and the rhythms that we use inside our own minds. We'll be exploring the entire omniverse and learning about the various dimensions and levels and information that we thought one might enjoy when time allows in their busy schedules, because those into the powers that be that we used to be thinking they were totally in power because we put them there will no longer just be there. This is our legacy for them to become aware that our ancestors knew what they were talking about and left us clues, but they were not for individual empowered rulers, but for the entire mass. So we are now going to start remembering how we all work together. And we will explore the solar system and the galaxy and the universe and time warps, time travel, the way we think of it, and time control, and some interchangeable ways of being that, according to other proponents, existed in the various levels of the oceans that will come forth, and we will start discovering the mysterious lost lands of Lemuria, or Mu, or both, and how our archaeological discoveries among the ruins of the Egyptians, Mayans, and other societies all over the planet work with the ley lines, and how we will be learning of the female goddess energy and how the mother of all Earth's creations came into being prior to being here on planet Earth. We'll start combining all of our world history, our world religions, our cultures, and our traditions. So there's many people that have written for us in the past. Some of them recorded exact history, some not so much. There's been stories about Helen Blavatsky of Petrovna. Her name was Madame Helena Petrovka Blavatsky from 1831 to 1891. And she formed the Theosophical Society with psychic investigator Henry Still Alcott. And she discussed in her book, The Sacred Doctrine of 1888, that she had learned of Lemuria in the Book of Dizan. And she said that that was composed of Atlantis and shunned to her by survivors of the Lost Continent. Her source may have been the Sanskrit legends that tell of the former continent of Rudas, the sank beneath the sea. Now, Lemurians, according to Blavatsky, was the third of seven root races of humankind. They were hermaphrodites with psychic abilities and a third eye. Now, the Atlanteans stated that they were the fourth root race. They evolved from Lemuria, or from Mu, and that Lemuria sank. It just sounds much more eloquent to say Lemuria. And they lived on the edge of the continent in the northern Atlantic. So Atlantis sank about 8,000 BCE, according to she, Blavatsky, and its inhabitants, and they fled to Central Asia. Now, the story goes on, and that is how we begin training our professionals for a new history and a new health alliance, and we hope to make enthusiasts in the future and decrease, the progressive spirit, not necessarily one work, but out of spiritual respect and having passion for our working alliance and various groups, whether they be academics or amateurs, it doesn't really much matter, because we're going to be all working to keep the planet alive, and we are custodians of the planet, the home that we call home presently, Gaia, or better known as Earth. Now, there's a lot of people that will be asking us why we're here, why the appalling neglect of our presence, of our species, of our planet. A lot of us are being asked to create fear and havoc, and we're making accusations to various people and why they're here. And there's real conspiracies going on and real paranoia, and I'm going to ask you not to give in, but to be in love and light, to use what we call chakras in your own meridians of your earth. You're actually the looking glass to every other being in creation and everything. Each of us are a complete universe in a universe. And despite all the artifacts that have been destroyed or all the hurricanes or earthquakes, we still keep going on. We have little mini earthquakes, tornadoes of our own. And those of us that respond emotionally should learn that we are all humanoids, and our emotions are like attractions. And we can head down a road of ignorance or a road of bliss. And those in the future may want to look at all the places we've explored in our ancient civilizations in the past and discover various groups that have kept things alive in the holiest of cities. And some of these will include Judaism and Christianity, and you'll find out the Adamic religions all came from basically some of the oldest Sanskrit written in the world. And then as far as witnessing whether Jesus walked, Abraham walked, Christ walked, that's up to each individual whether they choose to believe it or not, but it gives us groundwork to say that we can live in what I believe was the greatest story ever told, and that was the one of the Adamic races, and built on faith, hope, and charity, and the greatest is love for humanity. And we pretty much stayed in our tribes and among our families in the past, but we've come a long way since. So we're going to learn to greatly overcome all the chances of going astray once more, and being awakened to the fact that, yes, there was life prior to 9,000 years before the people of Atlantis and Mu, and that all things that we've learned about them, including the Minoan Empire, is exactly the way that we think it has been in the past. So we will be adding on more and more information, and we will be physically finding this out. And there are pyramids being uncovered as we exist, and we'll start learning how they play in with the ley lines of some 150,000 years ago, and how this planet was visited by extraterrestrials and aliens. And I'm going to put forth that aliens, I like to think, in our community, or the alternative news community, social paranormal community, aliens could be like the Sigourney Weaver movie, the aliens that are malevolent, malcontent, whatever, ugly. They don't mean us anything but bad things. Are the benevolent, who are like the E.T. that Steven Spielberg made, are that Close Encounters. They don't hurt us. They don't usually interfere with us. They may give us a little nudge once in a while to basically push us forward. But to me, they are good, and they're benevolent, and they're many thousands of years older than us. And we will be going forward in that path, timeline, and that there are other material genetically formed Homo sapiens and genetic materials that compose of bodies that lie at the center of the galaxy. But there's a lot more than just galactic federation or galactic level of planets, solar systems, and galaxies. And the current official history is still out on that. And the jury hasn't really been conducted to create a real-world system of knowing what part of the system we really are in, because most people have been kept ignorant for the last 17,000 years or so, and that's now going to change. And I'm here to usher in the age of Atlantis. Once again, are the new Atlantis, which is North America. And this was, to many people, believe that those of the Christ consciousness were brought here, that this is the most sacred place on earth chosen for the new time and the new age called the Ascension Age. And we will be learning what Christ consciousness is, what it represents, and the birth, life, death process, and that with all our egos and the manipulations that we use, that our ego, we do need our ego to stay alive. That's how we exist. And that any efforts to create anything other than faith, hope, charity, and the greatest of love will fail. You'll find that they will bring you to a different mindset that will not work anymore or any longer. And those of us that are here to work with you will do what we can to assist you if you call and ask. We will be friends. We will be associates. We will be creating new worlds. We will be creating new ways for us to understand how we all will work together in the future as associate guides. We'll be creating co-ops around the world and how we can exchange energy and how we can make friends. And so the insights that we'll be having with everyone else, we will be sharing more of what is not of Earth origin, and those that will have insights will have a greater understanding of what they've been looking for, that the world is in progress, we are creating, we're co-creating, and that's what life is going to be about among all my friends anyway. I'm here in the human form, and being a woman, I happen to know that the next 2,600 years is going to be about all of us, but the feminine mystique and the feminine power of who we are, and we all have it. It's not just a myth of Shambhala, that there's insights in all of us, and there are myths and ways that we will start putting together the power of our mind with the symbols of our minds. And one personal equivalent filter to some can make a difference, but what one I would ask that one person to do is to look at the fruits of their labor and how do they help themselves internally. For God said, go within. And one must start with themselves and clean up their own individual energy and strength that they may have for the determination to endure all the trials that lie ahead that can be seen as loving and forgiving of others who may want to try to make us victims, and we are not victims. We are all on the same path, going in the same direction, and we're just going to have to liberate ourselves from bondage of our own illusions and go into a deeper mind and awakened state. And there is going to be a bridge of communication for all that want to participate in the new age of ascension, and some of it call it the golden age of cosmology. Now, there's various stages of enlightenment, and some of them do require us to stay in the physical body, folks. So there's a personality and a soul, and we have a spiritual enlightenment that will deal also with the planetary solar enlightenment and galactic and cosmic enlightenments. And then we're going to have personality enlightenments that retrieve various levels, and we can contract the transpersonal self within the inner God that's infused with us as co-creators. And that's the splendor of having an inner guide. And there's a shining beauty that can come forth in what we call the fountain of wisdom, and that is in the world of physical, in the third stage of enlightenment, that human soul becomes aware of himself or herself as a self and masters all that is not of the self. And we will be learning of the creation of the source and the strength of that source, whether we call it God, Goddess, the Force, the Source. And we're going to learn about planetary enlightenment and how to embrace all the kingdoms of the nature and the seven levels that we call the seven heavens on Earth. There's going to be increasingly heard the sanctuary of the soul and how we can create temperance and tolerance and forgiveness and sharing and cooperation and understanding and unity. And there's no stronger highlight to being on Earth than understanding one's own path. And those that will rise to the top, we will celebrate as the initiators of the light and what is right, and they will be giving, and things will change. It will be about those who are in service to others and not just about self, but for the greater good. And that's been used for thousands of years to rule people as to what is the greater good. So we won't be tricked the way we were in the past to give our lives up. So many people have done, whether they're burning their bodies in Tibet or tying weapons onto their body and dying, thinking it's for the greater cause to get to the greater God. Those are things we've got to hold our leaders responsible for in the seven rays of the Brotherhood that they too understand, and that was maybe hidden away in some monasteries in the Andes, and the seven rays of the Brotherhood, and that those people that have all the various groups may not think we all know anymore, but we do. We know the schools, and those of extraterrestrial belief will be able to tap into those sources, and we call them the sacred Lemurian teachings or the sacred teachings of Mu. And some people have talked about that, including Theosophists and Tara, which I've been known to house and embody. There's various sciences and histories we'll be dealing with, and the paranormal is a term coined 1915 to 1920 circa that designates experiences that lie outside the range of normal experiences of scientific explanation. And that indicates phenomena understood to be outside of science. Currently, the ability to explain our measure. There's paranormal phenomena and distinct entities that haven't been really dealt with in the past. Some call them dark matter and dark energy. And there's those that have energy of the great force and the weaker force. And we're going to start learning about etymology and the para and the normal. So there's all kind of ways we can foster a future. And we will be studying the breath of life and how to exchange various ways of speaking and communication and talking as there's numerous theories out there abound, and I'd like to help people any way I can, and those associated with extraterrestrials and UFOs, I'm here to support and let them find their own way on their own path, and I will just be here to accompany them. Now, there's groups of the Fortean Times and UFO Magazine, UFO Digest, Intrepid Magazine, my own social paranormal magazine, and various groups that are out there to support you. We have many paranormal challenges in the future, but we will overcome them. And working together for the visual and performing arts, and we'll bring in tectonic economics. And what prior economic theories suggested in the history of economics and the finances of human resources, and how nonprofit organizations can exist and other small businesses. And we are downsizing, and we will be getting more into a simpler lifestyle. However, we will still be more in communication and learning about education and metaphysics. And, of course, we have the natural sciences and technical metaphysical terms that we'll begin learning about in 2013 as we come alive on planet Earth to learn more about our experiences and to gather our experiences together to create memories that will be housed inside the global brain that we now use also as the Internet. And we can watch for global economic upturns, downturns. But the parallel worlds and dimensions that we haven't explored before will now intervene. And we'll learn about travel through wormholes and how we have guides and communication officers for our own humanoid protection to help in our dream portion of our lives that many of us possess already, and some are just awakening to, and we'll learn about the symbols and the words that we use for the prior history of tribes on Earth and the future tribes of history of what we call humanoids on Earth. Now, there's many people like myself that some call prophets or visionaries, and there'll be many more revealing their generation gaps of what we will be sharing globally and how in the future science need not be in fear of religion, but they can embrace all cultures, societies, traditions created on Earth together. And we will learn to be adaptable, and we will learn from our mistakes. And, of course, we will celebrate many people and those mostly who are serving others. And we'll still enjoy our anthropology and archaeology as needed, as we, like anyone else, will be fighting for human survival. We'll have communication. And we're not alone any longer. We have those extraterrestrials and those who are DNA enhanced and assimilate the spirit that is of the omniverse level. There's the alphas and the omegas above the omniverse, and that is alphaverse and omegaverse. And so we will be, of course, sharing the basic growth requirements for our children and food, clothing, shelter, contact, communication, deeper education, meaning of knowledge and wisdom. We will be celebrating our spiritual intellectuals and scientists, but they will no longer be at odds. We'll learn to trust faith and not fear the unknown. And as we've learned that trust and faith are two sides of the same coin, and that secrets were kept, but they are now going to be taken up into a place of awareness that we call the awakening, which is the egg inside the intelligence level, the egg of the community of the earthlings and those that are earthbound. Some may still feel separation, but it's up to them and their choice to come into the love and the light with others in the gathering on planet Earth. Now, those of us that will be sharing in the future, whether you consider yourself awakened and aware of the future with love and light and wanting to serve others, making it a pleasant journey, that there's an inside and an outside eternal force or source, and beginning in the middle is like burning your candle at both ends. It just doesn't work. So we have to start thinking about being ourselves, telling the truth, relying on our inner knowing, and that we can go direct to the source or the force of all that is good, and learn to live a life eternal that goes on forever and ever, which we call immortality. in one form or another. It just depends on the energy of the essence that you find cradled inside of you, and that we as the omnipotent receivers of the omnipresence in all things and in everyone, we still find that to talk with the mind, we need brains, but we also need love in the heart to understand our minds and why we're here with our families. And that includes the plant, animal, mineral families as well. And we are going to learn to know and be aware of everything, and there's going to be so much information coming in that we will be having to learn about the carbon-based level of existence while we still recognize that we can be into the same form of humanoid sentient intelligent beings, whether we're here on Earth or in space. And at times matter not at various points. And we will always consider a point of origin at the time that we're thinking, and yet we will also learn about our higher source, and there are larger parts of us that we may have not been in contact with in the past are relatively considered part of us, and that is how we become multidimensional beings. And we are on this journey of life to know and to exist, and we learn to grow. And that is how we go through space. Space in life is a journey. It's a time and space that travels in and out of our galaxy and the federation of galaxies and travel outside of that level, or far outreaching the nebulas, and towards the walls of the universe. And the universe has brains, and we have multiverses where various levels of universes can bind to it. And I've told you again, we have the seven levels of life, seven levels of heaven, and the seven levels that we call the universe is one, the multiverse is two, the metaverse is three, the xenoverse is four, the omniverse is five, the Alpha verse is six, and the Omega verse is seven. And that is in English, and it would have to be translated into other world languages, so I'd appreciate all those that are listening to take it and translate it and identify it into the mythic realms of identities, of words and symbols. And we'll be going forth into what we call the Cosmic Mother and how we will be discussing the identity and change of the dark rift that's being understood as the birth canal of the Cosmic Mother called Omega, and we call the First Mother to complement the First Father called Alpha. Therefore, the highest respect given to those who we call forth as the compensation for all that is unknown outside of the Omniverse, we still call Alphaverse and Omegaverse. That's outside the Omniverse. If we can trace it back to the metaphors found in Mayan creation mythology, and the date of alignment, again, is the end date of the 13 Bakhtun Great Cycle, a cycle of approximately 5,125 years. Now, the ancient Maya were aware of the impending alignment, consider it to be more of an importance to a major transition point in the creation of a new world age, and that new age is called the Ascension Age, and the Golden Age of Cosmogenesis. In mythological terms, the event is about the union of the First Father with the First Mother, and more accurately, the birth of the First Father, the Winter Solstice Sun, and the New World Age ruler from First Mother, the Dark Rift, and the Milky Way. So the headline appropriate for the upcoming event is Cosmic Mother Gives Birth to the First God. Now, that's a result of many, many years of words and mind over matter, and the identity of change. And many people may regard it in skepticism, whether it's religion, spirituality, space and time, science, philosophy, theology, cosmology, epistemology, it doesn't matter. It's all historical cosmologies. And we're going to be discussing timelines and cosmologies in the future. There's various levels. And at this point, I'm going to cut tonight short, and hope that this is enough to have people be interested in learning more about the New Atlantis and how we'll go forth with extraterrestrials and those flying saucers that are not of Earth origin. Alien civilizations do exist, and extraterrestrials of the benevolent kind do exist, and I am a witness thereof. I accept my fate as one who has died and come back to Earth to explain all this in my simplest terms in order to promote the Ascension Age and I have no other motivation other to live and die and be happy and to have love and light for all that comes in contact with me. And I enjoy creation and the imagination, and I do believe in our cosmic families and those above. And I'd like to mention that for all those that want to work with me, we're going to be sharing conferences or gatherings of our family. And there's one coming up this weekend at the Temple of Light in Irvine, California. And it's called The Portal to Ascension with Ilya, who we had on last night. And I hope you people will enjoy spending some time with people that just want to raise the consciousness and the awakened awareness into the Ascension Age, which officially begins 12/21/12 at 11/11 Universal Time. My name is Teresa Jeanette Thurman Morris. I am a woman. I am a humanoid, and I am glad to say that I've had government contact, and I've had UFO contact. I've had extraterrestrial contact. I have died, and I have seen golden personages way above the omniverse as the Alpha and Omega, and I believe that we are all here for a reason, and that we are all part of the universal enlightenment of all that is, and we will create a galaxy, a level of going from one galaxy to another, much like Star Trek. And for all you kids that don't know about Star Trek, I suggest you try to find out about it, because the gentleman that wrote that, Gene Roddenberry, was truly inspired, and I believe in inspiration. And for all those that want to come to America, I hope you do. And for all those around the world, I hope that American culture, international relations, and my name becomes synonymous with world peace, and that we can all work together for the greatest good and the greatest future for us all. I am American Culture International Relations as ACIR. I am ACO as Ascension Center Organization, and I support the future as the Ascension Age. This is Teresa J. Morris, also known as TJ Morris on ET Radio, signing out tonight. I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same station, with Stephen D. Kelly. His book is Laser Caves and Magic, and he is maybe bringing on someone else that's new to our ACO or Ascension Center Organization, our Ace Folk Life type of life. And I want to mention that Janet Lesson has the Ascension Center Education book available with me and my Atlantis New Beginning book, TJ Morris, and it's at lulu.com/TJ Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S, Publishing, and TJ Morris Publishing, and I have teresajmorris.org. Thank you for joining me tonight as a guest. Thank you very much. I'm going to sign off tonight, but please join me tomorrow night. It's been a long day, folks, and I hope you keep this information somewhere safe and share it with others as you see fit. If they are ready to prepare for the Ascension Age, and join us in the New Atlantis Associate Guides with ET Inspiration. So all of you out there, may the force be with you, and I'm out of here till tomorrow night. Thank you. And in my world, we say health and prosperity. Yeah.
What are those lights in the sky?